Hello.
Hi there. May I speak with Derek?
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about national education, public education, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, thank you so much, sir. Your opinion is important. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely, sir. Thank you. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
Over 40.
Over 40, thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization and ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is the public school teachers. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
100.
100. Thank you, sir. How do you feel about your local school board?
60.
60. Thank you. How do you feel about public schools in general? Public schools.
80.
80. Thank you, sir. How do you feel about, this is an organization, Black Lives Matter, or BLM. How do you feel about them?
75.
Thank you, sir. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
0.
0. How do you feel about public charter schools?
25.
25. Very well. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
80.
80. Thank you. How do you feel about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. Very well, sir. So we entered that code then. And how do you, this is an idea. What, how do you feel about critical race theory, or CRT?
Eighty.
Very well. Let's move on. Thank you, sir. Move on quickly. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good? All right. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Public.
And they do a much better job, or just a somewhat better job?
Much better.
Much better, thank you. How important do you think is for public school to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it is very important for public school to prepare students. 5 means it is somewhat important for public school to prepare students. And 0 means it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. How important it is for public schools to prepare students to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting? How important is that, sir? 10? And how important is for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
Who is it?
5.
5. How important it is for public schools to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
10.
10. and how important it is for public school to prepare students to become more organized and have a structure?
10.
10. And how important it is to prepare them to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job markets?
10.
10. And how important it is to prepare students to accept our responsibilities in democracy and the importance of civic engagement and voting. How important is that?
10.
10. Thank you, sir. Let's move on fast. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Probably the right amount.
About the right amount? Very well, sir. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Virtually.
You did, but virtually?
Yeah.
Is that a yes? Okay, very well.
Yes.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you, sir. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Agree.
A strong agree, sir, or just somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot, thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Almost there, sir. Almost there. The first statement says, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate the students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly. Next statement says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
I strongly agree. One more. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
I strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Next idea is increasing teacher pay. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Next idea is teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you support that or oppose it?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Next idea is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you support that or oppose it?
Oppose.
Oppose it strongly, sir, or just somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat, thank you. One more. Next idea is adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Would you support that or oppose it?
Oppose.
Strongly, sir, or somewhat?
No, somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Almost done. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Very well, sir. Thank you. We have three statements here. After these three statements, we're pretty much done. We only have a few questions for the statistical purposes. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you find it a very convincing argument. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument. And 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflects an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
Very convincing, 10.
10. Thank you. Next statement says, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2024 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books target include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, and discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
10, very convincing.
Very convincing, very well. One more. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in a school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations and learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in a school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that statement, sir, from 0 to 10? 10. Let's move on and let's wrap things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree, sir?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States.
Strongly
and how
agree.
It continues to affect us. Thank you. Let's move on. The last few questions are for the statistical purposes. Only, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Masters.
Masters, thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Is a progressive a strong Democrat? That Democrat, yes, strong Democrat, I guess.
A strong Democrat, okay, very well. Do you have any children 18 years old? Of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, I could hear the child. Thank you.
Yeah,
sir.
I was gonna say,
which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, home school?
Public.
Public, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. Thank you, sir. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Or never?
Never.
Never. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. The first one is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does this apply to you or to someone in your home?
No.
No. Second is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide. Applies to you or to someone else? No. Thank you. Let's move on. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your time, sir. Very kind of you. Have a good one.
You as well. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.